Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 28.
2-8,
Adrian
baby.
Peterson.
Ooh, who else is.
I
Oh,
also
wait.
feel like Rand. I don't know if this is accurate, but I feel like it's Rui Hachimura.
That is so random, but
What
that's a
number is
Gonzaga
he?
player. Dude, good old Gonzaga. Wait, Steph Curry is what?
30.
20, 30.
Come on, you know this. We did the
Oh,
30
who am I?
episode.
Yeah, who am I
28. I
thinking
was
on this
right.
team?
Boom. On the Lakers.
That's ridiculous.
Let's go.
That's
Shout
ridiculous that you said that.
out
28.
to Rui.
I do like Rui's game, honestly, though.
I do not, but I respect
Wait,
the
really? You don't
name.
like the way he plays?
I mean,
I
don't
like it.
dislike it, but it's not like I'm stoked with it.
It's not.
It's not. We got another random episode per
We
usual.
do.
I got a question of the pod, a Q-tip. Jeff's got a random fact for us.
I do.
We each got a segment for each other, and then Jeff's got a draft. So, pretty traditional episode for us, which is good. That being said, we're the backwards hat boys today. Don't hate.
Oh, the BH boys.
The BHBs.
BHBs
Yeah.
represent.
Okay. This one's a would you rather question of the pod.
I would rather answer this question.
Okay. You are offered a lead role in a Disney movie. Would you rather that movie be in the Pixar franchise, Marvel, or Star Wars? What franchise or universe would you want?
Pixar, Marvel, or Star Wars? Well, Pixar, you will not be known as well. The movie may make more money, but you will not be as recognized. So I don't think I would. Maybe I would want that to make the money, but I wouldn't need to
Well, make the money, don't
deal
let the
with.
money make you.
Yeah, well, shake your money maker.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't. I want to be recognized if I'm going to do something like that. I want people to know
Really?
it's me. Yeah, I want people to know it's
Yeah.
me. If I'm going to be a one-hit
You're going
wonder,
for the fame?
I want the fame, the fortune, and everything that goes with it.
You're so vain. You probably
I
think
am.
this episode's about you.
It's all about me. This podcast is literally
It's
only here
about
because of me.
me.
So,
Okay, so
I'm going to
not
say
Pixar.
queso. Wow, okay. I'm going to say not Star Wars because Star Wars people get so thrashed if anything minor, really know her. If anything small happens that's bad, then it gets thrashed. So I'm gonna go with Marvel
Just by process of
because,
elimination.
yeah, I don't love being a part of the Marvel universe because that also you can get known for one thing. But if I'm only gonna be in one thing, Marvel's not a bad thing to be known by. So I'm fine
Okay.
with that. You
Interesting.
know?
So I guess there's a few different ways to think of this, right? If you're going for money or fame or like,
What you enjoy.
yeah, or to like make
I
this like
also enjoy Marvel,
the next like
so.
stage of your career, right? Like springboarding you into the future, right? Like Tom Holland was an actor that people knew, but once he was Spider-Man, it like springboarded his career, right?
Yeah, he was in like The Impossible and a couple other little British things, but then that Spider-Man was it.
Yeah, and he
And he
blew
was
up.
like, "Can I have some mole?" He said, "Mummy, I'm hungry."
Dude, did you know he's a really good golfer?
Well, yeah, remember we did the golf episode with my dad, and we
And I
talked about
said,
the best. We said one of us said Tom Holland because we were talking about the other golfers we would rather pick.
interesting. I don't remember
And
that, but
we said Tom Holland's also really good at
I
golf.
just remember picking JT. And your
Yeah,
dad was like, that's
JT.
a surprisingly really good pick.
It's a really good
I
pick,
was
and
like,
Tony
thanks,
Romo,
Scott.
and yeah, thanks, Scott.
So, I guess like part of me, like the vain side of me, wants to go Marvel because that'd be cool. But also, the Marvel movies aren't as like bang now as they were before.
Yeah. All those three will make money at the box office regardless because they're in such a big name.
Yeah. Star Wars, I'm not as in love with the universe, so like I'm not, it doesn't pull me that direction as much. And if you think about Pixar, like Luca or Coco, I have no idea who the main characters are.
Yeah, you couldn't picture who that is in your
Right.
head.
like I know who Coco is because he's like grown up now and they had him sing like one of his songs, but he's like a mature person now. And
He's like, un
so
poco loco.
you're like, it's not as cute. It's not the same. But I'm leaning Pixar because of that fact. Like, make my money from it, but also like my kids are gonna watch that movie. My grandkids are gonna watch that movie. Like, I think that would be kind of a cool like memento almost.
They would
That makes
only believe
sense.
that you were in it by the at the end of it, it'll say your name, but they'll probably be like, that's not you, Daddy. That's not you.
But I mean, but that's also kind of cool. Like
Sure.
Ratatouille, the movie that I chose is my number one. That's
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt. So like we know that. But there's a bunch that we like Monsters, Inc. We know that it's Goodman and what's that other guy's name? Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, yeah.
Yeah, so
Who
like
blave?
you know some of the like bigger Pixar names, but like not all of them. So I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun to be like you know Owen Wilson is in Cars. I don't even know the main. I don't even know Marlin from Finding Nemo.
Oh yeah, and he's kind of a random dude.
Or Nemo. I don't know either of
Yeah.
those.
That kid. Yeah. Some of them you don't
Yeah.
know, but you know Ellen
So it.
DeGeneres.
Well, Ellen DeGenerate.
Story.
But like I think that's where I would lean. I'm not trying to become a movie star. I don't need that much pressure in my life.
I think it'd be fun. Marvel's fun.
I'll make the movie from it and it'll be kind of a cute memento, especially if this is my one movie that I'm doing. I don't need
Yeah.
it to be like,
See, and that just
oh,
shows you how
what
different.
happened? What happened to the Green Lantern guy? You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like,
you're gonna compare yourself to Ryan Reynolds? All right.
yeah.
All right. You're fired. You're
No, I'm just
fired.
saying like I'm just thinking of like a random
Whoa.
superhero movie, and then you're like,
Yeah.
yeah,
Well,
I don't
I'm
know.
just thinking. We're very different in that, and we proved that by a lot of our other drafts of how the different directions we go.
Yeah.
We both have such different ideas of like what would be good or what's successful or our preferences. It's, you know, like my preferences is like, you know, I like this, and your preference is like she, her. So like each preference is different. So, by the way, I did see today it's a new
Stop.
snack release, a new snack release. Recently, there's a lot of limited edition, and there's an M&M snack release that's M&M toasted peanut. And I was like, ooh, that sounds really good.
As peanut.
So it gets that, you know, toasted. So it's like, has that kind of burntish almost flavor to it, where it's kind of got that,
So what,
I
they
don't know,
accidentally got
like
a
that,
batch of
it's that
overcooked
fall color.
ones, and they're like,
Yeah.
you know what? We're just gonna
That sounds
repurpose
great.
these
That
and
sounds good
sell
to
them,
me.
call it a limited edition, build some hype around it. That's genius by Eminem, but
It's genius,
it's
and
gonna
it
taste the
sounds.
exact same or worse.
Well, I wish I could try it, but currently I'm still on the Carnivore Diet, so I can't. But if you can, you should
Lame.
try it.
Well, if you
You
buy me a
should
bag,
try
I'll
it.
try it.
Deal. I'll buy you a bag. I'll
All
Venmo you.
right.
Wolf. I'll
Wolf.
do it. Well, that takes
Wolf.
us into the random
Wolf.
fact. Woof.
Oh,
Woof.
WUPHF, the
Hey,
Washington
guess what?
University Public Health Fund.
You saying that actually has something to do with our draft.
What?
Really, really loosely, it's a
Okay.
stretch, but it is connected.
Speaking of which, did you
And
stretch this morning?
I did not stretch this morning. I
Didn't
just
need
got out
to.
of bed and did my thing, you know, put my eggs on one leg at a time. I mean, my pants on. So the fact of today, it's really fun. This is also, I'm gonna give you a chance to maybe guess, because this is also fun as a baseball nerd that you are. This is a fun fact
Baseball.
that I never would have known. I mean, I know you know a good amount of baseball. You're wearing
Not
a baseball hat backwards.
anymore. I'm wearing a
General
Cotto
base.
Paxi hat.
No, generalized baseball, not like specific players. You
Oh,
know,
like the
general baseball.
ballpark.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, general baseball. Not captain baseball, general baseball.
Not Admiral.
Not Admiral baseball, not Mr. Doctor Professor baseball.
Not corporate.
General. Not
I'm sorry,
corporal.
corporal.
Corporal baseball.
Not colonel.
Colonial.
Colonel. How is
Okay.
colonel spelled? Colonel.
How is there an R sound in colonel?
Oh. Well,
Yeah, it's a hard R in
hard
general.
R. Yes.
Whoops.
Same
All right.
joke.
Okay. This is your chance to guess.
All
It's
right.
this is gonna be wild guess. I didn't know this at all. It's really fun. What do you think the average lifespan is of an MLB baseball?
Oh, like how many pitches?
In how many pitches do you think the average lifespan is for an average NFL baseball?
Four.
Four? What makes you say four?
Foul balls, ones that get scuffed up, home runs, and a pitcher can not like a ball and then throw it back and then it's done.
Okay.
So I'm saying four pitches, maybe
Four pitches.
3.8.
You're right around the right lines. The average is 5 to 7, so they give a
Okay.
little range because it
Okay.
depends. But that's really close, and that's respectable because I had no idea. I wouldn't, if I had guessed, I don't think I would have been that close.
Okay. That's actually more
I
the, I
probably
mean,
would have been closer
obviously
to ten.
my guess was
Four.
rounded up to four, but five to
Yeah.
seven. I was kind of surprised.
But it varies. Yeah,
I mean,
five to
think of
seven
if
is.
you're taking the average, think of like an at bat where you have like three or four foul balls that go out in the stands, right? Like,
Yeah.
don't know, home runs.
Yeah, there's a few. It's interesting. It's interesting to see. But yeah. Cool.
Good random.
Cool
Random
factoid since
factoid.
playoffs are coming up. I know there's
Playoffs.
Astro stuff, you know. And people are starting to clinch playoff berths and that stuff's starting to happen right now. Astros are trying to do that against the Mariners, so hometown.
I hate the Astros.
Yeah, me too, with a passion. Even though I've been to Minute Maid Park, love it.
Yeah,
But
I didn't love
I
it.
love it. It was a good time.
When we went, it was like mid.
Well, I didn't go. I went a different time.
But
Maybe
we
it was
did
the
go.
company that was mid.
Didn't we go?
Yeah, we went, but I went a
Went to the
different
Angels
time.
game with your buddy Sam.
With my buddy Sam. And you left early.
Yep. And City
Oh.
Hall.
And City Hall. Wow, good memory. Great memory.
Only because her name was City Hall.
The City Hall. That's crazy.
Oh, so dumb.
Well,
Well,
can we talk about recent, really quick? Can we talk about
yeah.
glass animals?
Oh, I was wearing my
Because
glass animal
I
shirt
went.
yesterday.
You were the green. There was a few that looked cool, but I just didn't want to spend $40 on a shirt. That's $50 for a
Yeah.
t-shirt. Macklemore.
Yeah. Well,
But it was amazing. Amazing.
t-shirt by
Or
Migos.
oh, I was hey, nice job.
Thank you.
The concert itself, he is a performer inside and out, and he was grew up close to Houston, so he's very much like involved in
Which is
the
so
whole thing.
funny. He's like a
Yeah.
Texan Oxford
It
guy.
feels almost European a little bit.
Because I mean, he grew up in Texas, but also grew up in Oxford. Where is Oxford? In London? Or not London,
Oxford,
England?
England.
Yeah. Dave Bailey. Yeah, friggin' performance was unbelievable. Like I was so
Super, super good.
I was so stoked. Like during the concert afterwards, like I was just like, this is exactly what I
And
wanted
you
it to
know
be.
what? I'm really sad for you because you did mention that some of the audience seemed less hyped than you wanted them to be, whereas my audience was even more hyped than I was, a lot of them. These
Really?
were diehard Glass Animal fans. Like the people in
Dang.
front of me were screaming every word. It was like a Taylor Swift concert. I was like, yo,
Dang.
cool it. They were invested.
Well, that's what I was. And the people around me weren't, but also I was in an outdoor stadium or outdoor
Yeah.
venue. So like you're losing crowd sound a little bit, but it's more for the performers.
Yeah, and ours was hybrid. Ours had like that tent thing, but it's still outdoors. But
Oh,
all the sound was kind of projected.
was it pitched?
It was a pitch tent. Yes, it was. It was pitched up real high.
Dave Bailey grew up in, or he was born in Massachusetts. That's weird. Then they moved to
Yeah.
College Station.
That's where it is. He was North Houston.
And then and then he moved to Oxford when he was 13. So he didn't have an accent unless his parents were English, but he didn't have an accent until he was like later in life a little bit, kind of.
It probably picked up a little bit of it, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of
Which
weird
is
though,
why
right?
his voice is so unique because of it. Because it's like a little bit, and it's just a there's a little bit of it there. I don't know.
Huh.
It's really unique. That's why it's hard to pin where he's from.
Okay.
I had a
And then
fun
he
time
did
though.
drop out of medical school
Whoa, med school student.
to do the band full time.
For good reason.
Isn't that sick?
Med school, brother. Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, so overall thoughts on the album, I Love You So Effing Much. Do you like it
You
more
know,
now
at this point,
post concert?
yeah, I'm gonna give it a 7.5 out of 10 now. Post
Okay.
concert, hearing some of them live, hearing some of the sounds, there's some really great songs on there. Now that I've heard them that way too,
Yeah.
a few more times, it does grow on you a little bit more. Still
Like
some
Lost in the
songs that I
Ocean,
don't.
man.
Yeah, the way he performed that's top tier.
The
That was top tier.
guitar solo in
Yeah.
there, and he like
Tear in
started it as like a
Space.
ballad to it.
Yeah. Tear
So
in
good.
Space was phenomenally done in concert form.
Yeah.
He had a few that I wasn't expecting to love, but like Creatures in Heaven is a great like audience song. It was really good with an audience, and I liked that aspect of it. But you know, I still loved Dream, and the way he incorporated the lights to match the album
Yeah,
style and
it's
the
fun.
album colors, I was like, that's amazing. And so it was really fun interacting with it. But yeah,
The show
I
is
think
great.
it's good. 7.5 is a good rating.
Yeah, what was the opener for you? Like, or the song opener for Glass Animals? Ours was Life Itself from
It might
How to
have
Be a
been.
Human
It might
Being.
Yeah, it might have been Life Itself.
And then we went
I don't
Wonderful
remember.
Nothing, Space Ghost, Coast to Coast. I went nuts during that
Nuts
song,
for
dude.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Yeah.
Because that's what my brother calls me, the Space Ghost.
Yeah,
Shout out. Shout out,
he
Bentley.
played.
Shout out,
Hey,
Bentley.
shout out Bent the Schmidt.
Be the
I think he
Shmee.
played the same order as he played did for
Okay.
you, I
Then we went
think.
Tear in Space. Then we went Creatures in Heaven. Then Youth, which was
Yeah,
fantastic.
he did Youth. Youth was very good.
Then he did Lost in the Ocean, which might have been my favorite song of the entire concert. Like, just the way it was done was so good. And then Gooey, and then Show Pony, then
Yeah.
How I Learned to Love the Bomb, which I love that song. That's one of my favorites in the album.
Yeah, it's really good.
And then he played a song that I did not think he was going to play, but I was so happy that he did, Take a Slice, because that is one of my favorite songs. That's one of my
Wow.
top five songs.
Yeah.
That and Agnes, I wanted one of the two, and they played Take a
So
Slice,
you
which I was
got
really
one.
surprised about. Then they did Tokyo Drifting, then Pork Soda, and then The Other Side of Paradise, and then Heat Waves.
He did more for you than he did for us.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 songs.
He played Pork Soda, but he didn't. What was the second one after Pork Soda?
The Other Side of Paradise.
He didn't play that.
That was the encore. That was the first encore song, and then Heat Waves.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he didn't do that. He only played Tokyo Driftin' and Heat Waves.
Wait, he didn't do Tokyo Drifting as the encore?
No, he did do Tokyo Drifting as the encore.
Oh, okay. He did
Then
Tokyo Drifting
Waves.
and then Pork Soda. And then The Other
Oh.
Side of Paradise as the first encore song.
He swapped them, and then, but he didn't include Other Side
Because
of Paradise
Bentley
in
and
the
I,
end.
on every single, like, I don't even know what you call it, hound or wolf, we were like, oh, every single one on The Other Side of Paradise. It was so good. And if you want to
Dude,
clip that, you can. That's fine.
no need. You'll
Oh,
do it
okay.
another time. You'll do it
Yeah.
another time.
I will. Yeah, dude. So good. Glass Animals, we love you. Dave, you're always
We love
welcome on
you.
the pod anytime you want.
Anytime.
Wavy
I'll
Davy.
invite him some point. I'll invite him
That'd
some
be,
point soon.
that would be nuts. I would legitimately just like pee my pants mid conversation with him, probably, because I'd be so nervous.
I'd poop my pants. I'd do both. I'd do the other one for you. You
Yeah,
can
but
pee
you
and I'll
like
poop.
pooping your pants.
Yes, so what? Sue me.
Well, or don't sue me. It's the opposite of the point.
Mean, that's not what I'm trying to make.
We got an old segment making a return. A comeback, if you will.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to try to do this in 12 words or less.
All right, 12 words or less.
So for those of you playing at home, normally, or when we first started it was 15 words or less. And then we got really good and we did it in 9 once
Yeah,
because
well,
there's
that I think that felt lucky.
maybe our wavelength was in sync there. I have a list of 8 words that I'm going to give to Jeff, and I have to give him one word clues for him to try to guess the list of 8 words that I have written down.
Yeah, this is gonna be tough.
So I tried to go with a different range of things, right? Like there's not like two similar things. They're very
Yeah.
different in terms of what they are. Because I thought of this list off the dome. Okay,
Off the dome piece.
first clue, Ariel.
Mermaid.
Ariel. Good job, mermaid.
Nice.
Bingo,
I knew what
one
you
word.
meant. I knew what you meant. I was like, it's not probably not like a flip, like an aerial. That would be too weird.
Yeah. Okay. Your second word. Racket.
I want to go with ball, but I also want to go with like tennis. I feel like ball, I feel like ball is too general. Then like it's just ball, that feels like such a general thing. But like racket ball, you could have said basket ball, so why would you go with racket? It's probably because it's like tennis. I'm gonna go with tennis.
Nice. Very good.
I feel like that there's a reason it was that specific, because ball could have been anything.
Yeah. All right. Third word, waddle.
Waddle?
Waddle.
Is this a name of a person or is this an object?
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Okay.
Or,
Pen
yeah.
a penguin.
Yep. Very good. 3 for 3. Good start.
Okay. Good start.
My next clue for that one, if you didn't get it, was going to be tuxedo.
Yeah. Then I would have gotten it, yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
And then my next word for tennis would have been fuzzy. The racket,
You could have said
fuzzy.
Federer.
Yeah, you're right. I could have, but
And I would have totally known. I would have been like, all right, it's tennis.
I guess, yeah, that would have been better. All right. Fourth one is spaceship.
Ooh. Spaceship. Well, you're not using the word in it, so it can't be space.
Or
You
ship.
are, or ship. Spaceship. Spaceship is like rocket ship. No, rocket. I don't know. Like, and this is a thing. So maybe astronaut.
Not a bad guess. For your fourth word, but fifth clue, Houston.
Oh, NASA?
No.
Dude, Houston and spaceship, that's NASA. That's their headquarters. That makes no s that's that is exactly what it would be.
Okay. Put all three together. Spaceship, Houston, basketball.
Oh, the rockets. Okay. I
Rocket,
was thinking
yeah.
rocket ship, but I was like, but it wouldn't be ship, because then he would have used like spaceship. That's too. Okay.
Yep. Oh well. All right. First, this one,
Tough one.
I really hope you get because this is actually I can't say anything else with it, but
Okay.
Clippy.
Clippy. That's. I know Clippy is went on The Office, because they asked about that little guy, little Clippy, and he's like, where's the guy? Yo, Clippy? And he's asking, he's like, where is he? The little guy who helps you, like, figure it out. But why would you say Clippy? That's so specific.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like, what? Microsoft, Word, Clippy is a, I mean, you can't use Clippy because a paperclip is what it is. So that there's way, there's too big of a range to go off of. There's like, there's, it doesn't feel narrowed down. I don't know. I want to go with paperclip.
Yes, very good.
It is? Okay.
Yeah,
it seems the most obvious of that, but I was like, things.
Clippy is like kind of like not exactly paperclip. Like, I'm not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But good job getting
sure.
it. Shout out to Daryl.
I was like, dang, Daryl.
All right. So since we're not perfect, we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to get 5 clues or 5 words. I'm just going to give you a 2-word clue for the sixth word. Warm cap.
Warm cap?
Cap. CAP.
Warm cap. A beanie?
Very good.
Okay. It's like, wait a minute.
This is where we might run into trouble. Your clue is ER.
ER?
Uh-huh.
Spell that.
Spell no, it's an word. Acronym. ER.
Oh, ER? Like emergency
yeah.
room? Okay. Hospital.
Very good.
Yeah, the ER is the hospital.
So is that going to be 2 words or 1 word? Since I used an acronym, I didn't think about that.
I don't know. I think it's 1 word because it's ER, E dot R. It's just, that's one thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is emergency room.
Yeah, but all you had to say was ER. So,
yeah.
You count it how you want. I don't know.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got to get this last one in 2 in order to
perfect.
Complete our 12 words or less. We're going to throw a stab in the dark here. Fruit.
Why didn't you just go for 1 and 2 that you knew I could get in 2 for sure? Now I've...
This is just
that's
a stab
so
in the dark.
General. All right. You took the risk.
Take the risk, brother.
Fruit. I don't know if it's fruit something, like fruit... juice, fruit, something. I'm gonna say juice.
No. No.
You should have done it. You should have gone
actually
two.
Nervous.
Yeah, you should have done it. You wasted a double with 2 words that may not get you there.
Okay, no me. Get on the same wavelength as me. Overrated. Okay.
Oh, a fruit that's overrated. It's a banana.
No.
What fruit is it? What fruit's overrated for you?
All right, for our 13th word, large.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Oh, well, dude, that's, you so generalized it. Oh, you wasted an opportunity.
Well, I just thought if I said fruit, you could take a stab in the dark at a fruit. But that's fine.
Yeah, I was like, fruit. We've been doing like, dun, dun, fruit something or whatever when
yeah.
We do those. Dude, that sucks. That sucks.
13, we failed.
We did fail.
I'm putting a frowny face next to my
luck next time,
my little
fools.
Chart here.
That's really unfortunate to have a frowny face. I don't like that.
Then, you know, sometimes you gotta have a frowny face so you can appreciate the smiley faces. You know what I mean?
No, I don't appreciate any of them. I'm sad we messed up. I'm sad. Well, I'm thinking about it the rest of the night.
At least you didn't have to go have someone take a drug test in the middle of the night.
That's very true. I'm glad I didn't have to go. That would have been, That would have been unfortunate. Man. I wouldn't have been able to do this.
All right. What segment you got for us, senor?
I just have the draft.
Just the draft?
That's what I'm doing. Just the draft today. Okay. Because it's late and because of all the busyness, I was like, let's just make it short and sweet today.
Let's draft.
We can amp it up. We can amp it up. Got to still pack for my Hans Zimmer concert tomorrow. Going to Dallas. I'm going to be on Dallas.
What about Hans Gruber?
Hans Gruber.
What about Hans Solo?
Ooh, whoa. What about Clap Your Hans?
What about Attila the Hun?
That's really good.
The Clap Your Hans. God.
That's really good.
That spun me. I was mid drink of water.
so mid, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So trendy. We're freaking so good at this. I just thought we could keep it short and sweet. And today our draft, which you will see potentially how it is related to your comment earlier from the office.
I don't remember what my comment was, but that's okay.
It was about the office. You mentioned something. We made a quote or something from the office. But
also,
or you said woof. You said woof.
Woof. WUPHF. So,
yeah. Very loosely related to this. So
okay,
we're gonna do a draft of the best Michaels.
Oh,
in ever the best Michaels. So it can involve a real person. It could be a fake character, but it's your job to find whatever the best Michaels that are out there, and we're going to make our team. So, as always, you get the pick of the draft.
And I'm going to take Michael Jordan.
Well, no, you get the pick. You want to take number one?
Yep, took number one, okay, Michael Jordan.
Number 101, and he's taking Michael Jordan. For him, that's the easiest one. And that is definitely always near the top.
I assumed that's what you would take if you had the first pick, and I will have to think of Michaels.
I had two that are kind of fluctuating, and it was just depending on what pick we did. I knew that one of them would be available to me. So that's,
I mean,
a two person draft, it would be easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Three person draft, this starts to get real difficult. So I'm glad it's just two. This isn't normally an expanded draft.
Yeah.
You know, John, maybe you could go more, but Michael is a little more specific. So if you're going Michael Jordan,
yep,
I'm going next best. I think arguably everybody knows, and that's Michael Jackson.
Yep. Very good.
Michael Jackson. You got to do King of Pop. You got the King of Basketball, King of Pop.
Very curious who you're going with, because I mean, those were the first two picks. The next, sure. I think you could make some arguments, but I actually think there's a third that's the most obvious.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few that you could go with. I'm going to go back to sports because that's what we know. And that is what I don't know. The most clips I've seen and his popularity was crazy. And that's going to be Mike Tyson.
Oh, nice.
Mike Tyson.
Well, then my third dropped me. I'm going to go with Phelps.
Michael Phelps. And that was next on the list. So Michael Phelps, best swimmer in existence.
Yeah, I would have put Mike Tyson as my fourth on my personal list. But so I'm good with you taking Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's fine. You got what you wanted.
Mike Tyson. And
this is my passion, all right? I'm gonna do some boxing, okay?
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna do a fighting in the ring, guys.
I'm gonna stay in the sports realm.
Okay.
And it might not. I think it probably could have made it back to me at my 4-5 turn.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go with Mike Trout.
Great pick, Mike Trout. Great, great pick. Unfortunately, his career has been marred by injury. And if it weren't,
marred by his crappy team around him.
Yeah, but also he just was been injured for so much of his career that he just, like, it always feels like I think his career is technically on just like the downhill spiral because he just has these nagging injuries that will never go away.
Oh.
So unfortunately, hey, you need to cut the hair, huh?
Dude, did you see how
that thing's nappy?
Look at that.
That looks like a mom bob.
Dude, it's a mom bob.
'80s bullet. A mom bob, or as we call it, a mob.
Or a mambo number 5.
Or a boom, 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 mambo number 5.
Yeah. We couldn't hear most of that, but we got the gist.
My pop filter's too strong.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's a good pick. Well, if I'm going back to my 3, I'm taking a imaginary character. Not imaginary. A fake character. Which is what the thing was, is Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Is freaking
I should have taken that at my 3.
I mean, Mike Trout's a great pick, but I love Michael Scott's just such a good character. It's just such a good
he's
Michael.
Like,
that's what I think of.
A fictional character can make an upper tier like this. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's really good.
All right. Now I'm curious where you're going with your 4, because I feel like I feel like this is a pretty good top 6 right here.
Yeah, it starts to expand a little bit, but yeah. Still a good top 6. Yeah. And I have a few that I could go with. But I'm honestly going to go with Michael J. Fox.
Nice.
Back to the Future.
J. Fox.
Love me some back some Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fax. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Oh, nice. Well, I am not going to... I'm not going to stay in the sports realm, even though Piazza was intriguing me here.
Oh, Mike Piazza. Ooh.
Number 5.
Oh, Mike Piazza. That's a little bit of a deep pick spot, but well, sure.
Baseball reference again.
Baseball.
I'm going to go with someone we referenced last week, and that is Mike Myers.
Michael Myers. Wait. Michael Myers, the character in the scary movies, or Mike Myers, the Shrek?
Mike Myers, as in the comedic actor.
Actor Mike Myers from the Gold
Austin Powers.
Goldfinger,
yeah.
Austin Powers. Mini-me.
Bad bastard.
Get in my belly. We both knew. That's a good quote.
Same time. Okay, so I'm really having a hard time at my 5th spot here.
There's a few. There's still like 3 solid ones left.
I feel like there's a billion.
I would go think of along the lines of like actors. That's probably where I would go if I
well,
were to pick it. Probably going to be your better bet.
I'm between a singer.
Oh.
That I'm not that big of a fan of, but he's got some pop.
Yeah, he's up
he's got
there.
He's got some pull to him, right?
He's got some Christmas pull.
That's right. yeah. I'm thinking of 2 more actors, 1 European or English and 1 American.
Oh, Batman?
Yes.
And the other one
worthy of being in consideration.
In boxing? The other one, the boxer?
No.
In a movies?
I don't know. Did he play a boxer in a movie?
It depends. If one's American, is he black?
Oh, I'm not a fan of him, so I would not take him on my list.
Oh.
But we will shout out all these people towards the end of it.
Yeah.
there's also a director. Famous director.
There is. Famous director for Transformers.
There's also a dog fighter. We don't condone dog fighting.
Football player.
Don't condone dog fighting. There's also one with a gap in his teeth.
Oh, he's like, that's you, football.
There's also one from the Green Mile.
Oh, big dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's him.
There's also a designer, a clothing designer.
Oh, yes.
And like, there's also a craft store.
There is a craft store.
Yes, like the beer. Them. Very good. There's also a vice president.
Oh, like, you know, like a type of money we used to use.
Well, English people used.
English people used. We, as in our ancestors.
And there's also a former tight end turned coach turned great Halloween costume. The Bears.
Like in Kicking and Screaming.
Exactly, just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to say all of them without saying them, you know?
Exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly. and I think in saying all these and going through them, I think I'm going to go with Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Master
Some people
Wayne.
Just want to watch the world burn.
The world burn, Master Wayne. I did bloody tell you, Master Wayne. I almost sound like Bane right there.
Will you be all right, Alfred?
Oh.
I think I'll survive.
I think I'll survive.
When he's on the boat with all the models or whatever, he's like, I think I'll do just fine.
Just fine. Master Wayne. I keep going back to Bane for some reason. Michael Caine's a great one.
Michael Caine is iconic. And Jeff, where are you going?
He's been in hundreds of movies.
Yeah, so many. So where are you going to go with your...
fourth and fifth?
With your final pick.
Oh, my final pick. That's right.
Yep.
Four picks.
We could really go 10 deep on this one.
We could.
Pause.
And there's a few. I'm going to go back to... You know, there's a few actors I could go to, but there's one I was missing. In America, it's not that popular.
Hmm.
But in the rest of the world, it's a really big deal. And he is super duper famous.
I have no idea where you're
retired.
Going with this.
He's retired. He is a race.
Hank Pym?
Hank
Pym. Oh, I know where you're going.
Ant-Man.
I know where
Michael
you're going.
Schumacher. Yeah, the racer. So
That's a pander pick to our European listeners.
Yeah, I had to feel. I want to get that our global audience listenership up. So,
well, I mean,
he's by far one of the greatest.
I took an Englishman
time,
as well. So,
an Englishman.
Well, Schumacher.
Back to back Englishman.
German.
He's German. Alemão.
Yeah. Okay. Recapping our teams, Jeff. You have Michael Jackson, Michael Tyson. Michael Scott, Michael J. Fox, and Michael Schumacher. Sorry.
Schumacher.
And my team, I have Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps, two respective goats in their sports, which you also have two respective goats in their sports, pop music and boxing.
Yeah.
I have Michael Trout. Not
incredible
quite
baseball
goat
player.
Status, but like,
will be
been.
Hall of Fame.
Could have
will
been,
be
yeah,
Hall
for
of Famer.
Sure. I have Michael Myers, the comedic actor, not the...
one of the great comedy actors of all time.
Not the fictional slasher character.
Who
and
never
then
can
Michael
die.
Caine.
Michael Caine. Great pick.
The other ones that we did reference, Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. You don't Michael like him?
Nope. Can't stand
Why not?
Him. Can't stand
not?
Him. I don't know.
Hmm.
Just bugs me. Arrogance. Michael Bublé or
Michael,
Bubbly.
Michael Bubbly. Yeah, Michael Bubbly.
The other one I was contemplating my five spot was Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, Batman. It's a great one.
Batman.
Yeah. Hey, come on.
Dude, I love Michael Keaton. I think he's great. Yeah. He was just on Smartless.
Come on. He's so good. I just need to go see that new Beetlejuice movie.
Michael Douglas, Hank Pym.
We did Michael Douglas.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera, that's a great one.
Let's see, Michael Strahan, as we mentioned,
Michael
Bolton,
Strahan. Michael Bolton, the singer. Oh,
this is
one.
The
tale
of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Man,
great song,
great job.
Michael Vick.
Yep.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan, big boy.
Green Mile. Yep. Michael Coors.
Michael Kors.
I thought about going Al Michaels.
Ooh, as an announcer, that's good, but still a little obscure. I don't know.
But that's why I wanted to go with it, was to be a little obscure. You know what I mean?
What about Michelangelo?
Oh,
that's a big
failed.
One. We
should have done Michelangelo.
It's one full name, so we couldn't. It's
no,
too,
we could have.
Much.
We could just put Angelo, because on this draft, I'm just putting their last names. So we could just put Angelo. Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender. Okay, he's good.
Mike Pence. Michael Pence.
Michael Pence, we mentioned.
We also got Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, Mike Bloomberg.
Yep. Mike Piazza.
Piazza.
As I referenced. Mike Ditka.
That's right.
Good one. Michael Irving. Or Irvin, sorry.
Michael Irvin.
Michael Rappaport.
That's right.
Michael Shannon. Didn't know that was his name. Anthony
Oh,
Michael
from Lost?
Hall.
Yep.
Michael Finley.
Michael Finley, the Spurs
The
player?
Spur. Yep.
Hey.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. So let
Oh,
us
nice
know if we
list.
missed anybody, or if there was somebody on our list that you feel is deserving of being in our top fives.
Well, yeah, there's a fictional person or someone that we obviously left out that would be up the
I
top,
mean,
I just can't think of any.
We did leave out the slasher man himself.
Of course, we did.
I mean, I kind of
And
took
we,
him, but also I didn't want to actually take him,
you know.
which is kind of a blemish on my roster, not going to lie.
Yeah.
The fact that I have to specify Mike Myers, the actor.
Michael Scofield.
Who's that?
Michael Scofield is this guy. He is from
Oh,
the
fictional
show.
character?
Yeah,
Oh,
Prison
from
Break.
Prison Break? Ugh.
Yeah.
I freaking hate that guy.
Whoa, whoa. So aggressive.
Wentworth Miller, dude, worst actor ever. We should,
Wow.
if we did a draft of worst actors ever, he would be on my list. Easy. Dude, have you seen him in the Flash TV series?
Yeah, I didn't even watch that show.
Oh, I mean, first off, that show's cringe, but.
Hey, you know what we forgot? Mike and Ikes. Mike and Ikes.
Dude.
That's a good one. Come on.
That was a very good one.
That's an honorable mention.
And then I also did mention the arts and crafts store, Michaels.
Michaels, that's right.
Yeah, I could have just put arts and crafts, but.
Or you could have put Jermichael Green.
Or Jermichael Finley.
Jermichael Finley.
He was the one who always did the shark fin on top of his head when he got a first down. He'd put his fin up and then go, first down.
First down.
And then I sold his cousin in Houston.
Wow, that's really obscure and specific.
Yeah.
Remember when we tried to knock on J.J. Watt's door?
Yep. And remember
That was
how
so funny.
Alex actually did knock on his door and
He
J.J.
did,
Watt
and
kept
then
calling him sir? And
and he was like,
Alex is
I'm
like,
not
dude,
that
I'm like
old.
not that much older than you. Like, don't call me sir. That's weird. Yeah.
Crazy.
Good draft.
That's
We
a fun
could've.
one. It's the best Michaels.
Yeah. It almost might have been more fun to like cross off the obvious top four, top five.
I don't know.
Just
Then it
to
would
get a
get
little bit
real
more
wild.
obscure with it. But let us know whose team you like better, whose roster you like better. Now, this is not a battle royale of Michaels. Don't worry. We're not
No,
making these
they're
guys
not
fight
going
to
to
the
fight
death.
each other. Because
Jeff would probably
Mike
win.
Tyson would Mike
Yep.
Tyson would put up some brutality there.
However, Michael Scott
Would bring you down.
Might not work real well. Michael
Or
Jackson is not currently present. We don't know if he's dead or not, but he's
Michael
not.
J. Fox.
Michael J.
Also
Fox is
not
old.
going to do us. He's got Parkinson's.
Schumacher.
He's not
He's
going to
got
do much.
Parkinson's.
Michael J. Fox? Yeah, he's like the poster child slash person
Dude, who else was
for
it that just
Parkinson's.
got diagnosed with Parkinson's?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, that's right.
Mr. Stealing all the money from other people. That's
Dude,
who. Mr. T.
Mr. Send some pics to the massage
Ooh.
therapists.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yep.
He's a juicy one.
The
Mr.
Gator
Favre.
Wrestler himself.
Mr. Brett Favre.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
My team would actually be pretty good in terms of a fight. Only actually
Yeah.
not quite. Mike Trout's a hog.
Mike Trout would be a
He'd
beast
be
of a
good.
boy.
Michael Jordan in his prime would have been good. Now,
Yeah.
not so much.
Athletic,
He's just
moving quick.
addicted to gambling. And Michael Phelps probably keeps himself in pretty good shape, but he's a swimmer.
He's
He's
super
soft.
skinny.
He's soft.
Yeah.
And Michael Caine is probably close to death, so
He's old. He's in a
He's
wheelchair.
So old.
He was like 80 years old during the filming of the Batman movie, so I don't know
Dude,
how much older he is.
Iconic Alfred, though.
Oh, very,
And
very
also
one of the best
the
Alfreds.
most iconic line is, "Some men just want torch road burn." Great line.
Sub bed. Master Wade.
Master Wayne. Dude, that's, as far as repeatable movies, that Batman trilogy
The
is so
Dark Knight
repeatable.
and yeah. You can
So
watch it
good.
all the time.
So good. Well, thanks for the draft, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Great time.
Anything we missed?
Not that I know of. Yeah, we said all the main Michaels.
Well, share with your grandma. Share with your buddy Mike, because everyone's got a friend named Michael. Shout out to Michael Harris, who I originally started this podcast channel with. Don't know if he's listening. Hope you are. Hope you're doing well. And Jeff, final word.
Final word. Well, shout out to Michael Orr, Big Mike from
Oh.
that movie. Just thought of that as you said that. So,
Nice.
Michael Orr. And final thought, if you need any drug testing done, I'm going to plug my company, Fastest Labs. Come on down and we'll do the drug testing for you. If you need DOT testing, we'll give you a call and then I'll come out in the middle of the night and do your test for you.
Love it. Love G's out.